Hi, I'm Anna and I'm here with Roisin, and we're interviewing Kieran Cannon, Bernard Kirk, Frank Walsh at the Excited event in Dublin. What was the inspiration behind the Excited Digital Learning Festival?
The inspiration, I suppose, behind the festival was the very exciting things that were happening at the time in Irish schools across the country, both primary and post-primary schools doing really exciting things with young people and technology, like what yourselves are doing. But I suppose we were concerned that this was only happening in a small number of schools and that we needed to have this kind of practice across the whole of the Irish education system. So we said, let's bring the most exciting projects, the most exciting students and teachers together and allow them to showcase their work to the rest of the education community in Ireland, to government, to people in industry, and in the hope that we could get all those people working together so that we could use technology in a really new way in Irish schools to make learning even more impactful and exciting in the future. That was the original inspiration.
And I think in the first year, what we really wanted to do was, as Kieran mentioned, was to bring all those people, like yourselves, together so that people got to network and got to know who was creating the most impressive work out there and doing some really practical things in the ground. And by doing that in year one and year two, we then moved on to, I think Frank takes credit on that, bring a friend. And so it was bring somebody else who wasn't involved in digital learning with you. And that was the idea, was to create an umbrella over a lot of different groups and organisations so that they would really become the people who would make the change in the school system.
How has it evolved over the past 3 years?
Well, I think the first time we had the Excited Digital Learning Festival in Dublin Castle, it became a main showcase event, and we quickly realised from the feedback we got from teachers on the ground that there was a need for a wide variety of supports, and we set about enacting those. So I suppose Excited has evolved from being a main stage showcase event to include events such as today, such as Power Up is our second Power Up event. There have also been some regional Power Up events in the past. We've done some focused Mojo training. We're involved in EU Code Week. We're involved in Africa Code Week. There's a wide variety of different events that we're involved in. It's not just simply the showcase event that we have every year. The other thing is we're evolving to change and to react to the changes in technology and what's going on, constantly trying to innovate and come up with new ideas and new solutions. For example, we work with supporting schools in whatever way we can, the introduction of new technologies such as the Sphero robotic spheres, such as remote weather stations, such as aircraft tracking software, and everything in between, right up to the usual coding.
I think as well as that, it evolved quite naturally in ways, because where we planned the original festival, and then we've been, you know, planning the different events. In between that, there were outcomes that we never even thought of. So, for instance, the Digital Youth Council was something that we never would have planned for, but it happened and evolved out of that. The Digital School Champions, again, David Putman had the idea. He was looking for someone that would actually roll this out for him. And it was a natural progression. The people then would approach us to help create the Digital Youth Champions, and then also the HP Schools of Distinction. A lot of the connection there would have come from what happened at Excited. So I think it's evolved in a number of different ways.
So what are your future plans for Excited?
One of the key ambitions we had over 4 years ago now when we started this was to advocate for the introduction of computer science into Irish schools, both at primary and post-primary level. And thankfully now, at last, a commitment has been made by the Department of Education and the Minister, Richard Bruton, to do exactly that. And I suppose we want to be part of that, to ensure that in introducing computer science into our schools, that it is done in a very effective manner and is done as quickly as possible. Because David Putnam, speaking at our very first Excited conference, stated that we were in danger of being leapfrogged by other countries who were being really innovative and getting this work done in a very quick and efficient manner. So it's supposed to work alongside the Department of Education. And we now, as Bernard has mentioned earlier on, would see ourselves as an umbrella group, bringing together all of the different stakeholders in our education system, the department itself, the teaching community, young people like yourselves, and indeed people in the tech industry and across industry in general, because tech is becoming all pervasive now across every sector in the Irish economy, bringing them together and I suppose pooling all of our knowledge and our expertise to ensure that we get this right and we get it done very, very quickly, because we can't delay any further. We have to ensure that computer science as a subject is introduced into our schools, and I suppose it's very important as well to acknowledge that young people themselves have to have a role in deciding how exactly that happens. And again, as Bernard said and Frank have said, that the Digital Youth Council are very much the voice of young people in our schools across the country in terms of how we work with them and ensuring that we get it right in terms of computer science. So we're going to continue to advocate for the development of computer science as a subject and work with all of these partners to ensure that we get it right from the very, very beginning.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.